Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peck. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Flores covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Kell moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. Flores moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Peck reaches second base with a double. Flores scores. Hall scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Earl Jones now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Flores, and towards Kell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McQuinn moves to third. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flores strikes out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Flores covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wilkins pinch runs for Mayo Smith. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilkins moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilkins scores. Kell moves to second. One out. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Christman applying the tag. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flores hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Estilella now playing center field. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into left field. Gray picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gray. Siebert scores. Rosar goes all the way around to score. Estilella moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Estilella moves to third. Len Schult now playing third base. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Peck moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-4 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Peck moves to third. Siebert moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Peck scores. Siebert scores. McGee moves to third. It's 11-0, Athletics. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Estalella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.